Okay, you've already seen her. Let's meet her. She started in the 40s. She's still at it in her 80s. She currently has a one-woman show in London, going like a train, and will be forever loved by many of us as Dorothy in the hit series The Golden Girls. Do you remember that? Ladies and gentlemen, Bea Arthur. Sit down with us, Bea.
We are going to talk about your one-woman show later on in the show.
Oh,
and
terrific.
I have to say, from me, congratulations. I loved every second of it.
Thank you.
You
very
go to
much.
Every show on the West
End. I do.
Stadium.
I love this.
Do you never look after your child at home?
No, she's in bed. She has a babysitter. Oh, he's being cheeky to me, he always is.
Career woman.
Now,
now look.
Dorothy from The Golden Girls.
Yes, exactly. Oh, God. What?
That's just magnificent.
That was it.
I'm so, you know, I still can't believe the popularity of that show. We did our last one in 92. That
is
was
that
11 years
ago.
11 years ago.
But it's still shown
like,
all over the world.
It's a cult classic, you know.
At the time, when you started it, sometimes actors have a feeling for a show. Did you feel that it was going to be the worldwide hit that it turned out?
I tell you, I had no, I wasn't even thinking about that. I just knew that I read the first script and I thought, my God, what a piece of writing this is. I mean, as I say in the show, you know, it was so adult and literate and daring and just kind of marvelous and funny, you know.
But it was so forthright and said things that you often hadn't seen in that type of show before.
I know.
Very daring.
But we had done that in another series that I did, which was not shown here in London, the thing called Maud.
Yeah.
Yes. But it was the same idea of really tackling subjects that that hadn't been tackled before. I mean, as a matter of fact, on Maud, as a 48-year-old woman, I had an abortion on a comedy show. I mean, prior to that, not only did no one ever have an abortion, but no one even discussed it, you know. And it was funny. It was very funny.
You didn't, the character of Dorothy, you don't feel it's been a kind of weight around your neck.
No, it's lovely. It's been a nice leveler, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice.
People talk to you as if you were Dorothy, presumably.
Yes, that's true. But I think I hate people who say, oh, I'm being typecast, you know, isn't that terrible? It isn't. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Do you ever watch The Golden Girls again?
I tell you, sometimes I never watched it while I did it.
No.
Because I was always afraid that it might, you know, cripple me in some way.
I never watched this for the same reason.
No, but I sometimes now if I wake in the middle of the night and it's on and I see it and I think, my God, that is wonderful.
It was, and so you should.
The relationship between Dorothy and her mother, I thought was one of the great comic pairings ever. I mean, but there's nothing like it elsewhere.
And then, of course, Estelle.
What?
Estelle, who played your mother, she got made up to look older.
Yeah.
She was younger than anybody else in the show.
Not really.
I see.
No, the only one who was younger, and she was younger by about 10 years, was Rue.
Yeah.
But Betty and Estelle and I are pretty much the same age. Yeah.
Now we're going to talk to you about your one woman show just a little bit later on.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Please stay with us on these new cities which we've had put in specially for you.
He's very cheeky. I'm so sorry.
What does he want me to do?
Oh, he'd love you to stay there.
Please do. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, be awesome.